All right. The answers that we are looking for, though, that we can attain for ourselves are from Brett and Brian, who are standing by. I will not make them wait a minute longer after I shunted them out. They're very generous patients to allow us to have this conversation. Secretary General of the Good Movement and former chairman of Westgrow, respectively, Brett Herron and Professor Brian Figaji, join me next.
Join the lockdown conversation now on Cape Talk.
All right, so let's set the scene. Our listeners have asked us to dig into this. Tim Harris is the CEO of Westgrow. Westgrow is a development agency for the Western Cape, specifically Cape Town. It is a government agency. Tim Harris is a government employee. Westgrow has been run to date. It has oversight by a board, but also falls under David Mania, the MEC for finance. And some concerns were raised by Brett Herron in a piece that was written last week. Brett, welcome to Breakfast with Refido. Thank you so much for accommodating the change in time and day. Please let us know your biggest concerns as the Good Movement.
Hi, Rufila. Thank you very much. Look, I mean, I think the biggest concern is the extent and the excessiveness of the increase and the process that was followed in order to get to that increase. So I was alerted in March to a Westgrow board meeting that took place, I think, on the 22nd of February, where most of the board members agreed to increase the CEO salary, as I was advised, from 1.9 million per annum to 2.7 million rand per annum, plus a 30% performance bonus. So I raised questions with the MEC Mania about this increase and the process. He confirmed to me that he was not consulted, which is part of the Westgrow Act, that he must be consulted, although he did make provision for the increases in his budget. And then he advised that the Westgrow board had revised that increase down, but it still amounts to about 950,000 rand salary increase, which is excessive under any circumstances, but certainly excessive under the current economic climate. And I don't think it's justifiable. And I think there are some questions that need answering.
So the process that was undertaken, what is your understanding besides the exclusion of MEC Mania? We have obviously invited him to speak on the show. He hasn't had an opportunity. Well, he has refused the opportunity to speak. But what part of the processes? I mean, from a governance perspective, is it true that Tim Harris was involved in this negotiation?
Well, I mean, the information I received included the suggestion that I asked whether Tim Harris was included in that process. I don't have the answer to that. What I understand is that there were board members who were unhappy with the process. There was one resignation. I understand that there were threats of other resignations from board members relating to process. I have the MEC confirming that he was not consulted, which is a legal requirement in terms of the Westgrow Act. And then there are questions that have been raised with me from board members about the supposed benchmarking process that was undertaken, questions about who initiated it, who compiled it, and whether it was an appropriate benchmarking, whether the benchmarking was appropriate in terms of the comparison. So there are lots of process questions that remain unanswered and that are questionable. But the bottom line is a 950,000 rand salary increase cannot be justified under any circumstances, in my view.
And a government employee during austerity measures, where Tito Mboweni has highlighted that he wants to cut the fiscal contribution to public sector wages by like 160 billion rand, right? So this doesn't help. But you said you don't have some of these answers, but the person who might, of course, is the former chairman of Westgrow. He has actually stepped down in the fray of all of this. Professor Brian Figaji, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you also for your patience and accommodating the change in time from yesterday. Please help
morning.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, morning. Please help us understand the assertions that are being made by Brett Herron here. Let's talk first of all around the legal requirement for the MEC to have been consulted. Is that something that did not happen?
Let me just say, in matters like this, facts matter, cool. And so it's important that we have the facts.
That's fine. So was he consulted?
No, we don't need to. If you read the Westgrow Act, he needs to be consulted when the CEO is appointed the first time. And the CEO can only have 2 5-year terms. The renewal of the term and the determination of the salary is the responsibility of the Westgrow board and entirely.
All right.
And let me just tell you, we have a board of very prominent business people. They are not going to allow me as the chairman or anybody else to flout the rules. So that's quite important.
And but you were hearing of these threats of resignation.
Let me take this systematically. In the article that Mr. Aaron wrote, he refers to Judith February, who was the board member who resigned. Now, here are the facts. At the February meeting, when the proposal for the renewal of the CEO's term was put and his salary package, there was unanimous agreement in the board. So Judith February is recorded as a lawyer and a governance specialist. So at that board meeting, she didn't ask a question about process or quantity. No questions asked, unanimous decision. 5 days later, she raises a concern and she writes an email to me and a select group of board members. That's fine. So that's where that process... So those are the facts around that thing. There's an indication in the article that the relationship between the chair and the vice chair and the CEO is far too close. Now, the person who makes that statement was at one face-to-face board meeting and at one Zoom meeting. How you draw that conclusion, I'm not sure. I want to also tell Mr. Heron that at the moment, unfortunately, Judith February herself is in big tussle with the PTA at Springfield over governance matters, where she overstayed her term on the board and as the chairman. When this was brought to her attention, it's alleged now that the board under her supervision retrospectively changed the constitution to cater for the breach.
Okay. Brian, if you don't mind, can we just limit ourselves to the questions I'm asking you and just answer those questions? So we don't have a lot of time and we're going to have to
deal with traffic and everything else.
What we're not going to do is try and paint a picture about another person. We just want the questions that are that our Cape Talkers are asking to be answered, please.
Did you
negotiate this particular package with Tim Harris before bringing it to the board?
So let me just can I go through that process? Because I think, again, the context is important. When Tim Harris was appointed 5 years ago, we offered him a particular salary. For 5 years, he got no salary package adjustment. He got no benchmarking of his salary. And we know what happened to his peers, because at that time, his peers were earning 35% more than he was.
Yeah, I mean, those salaries are grossly over-inflated as well. So using the KZN and the EC and the Gauteng Development Agencies as a benchmark is actually not useful, because those are absolutely inflated. Yeah. They cannot be earning more or less the same as a deputy governor of the Reserve Bank. So let's get back to Cape Town, please.
So what we did, when the term came up for renewal, we then hired an external expert, remuneration expert, to benchmark the salaries for all the Westgrow people, including the CEO. And I specifically asked that expert to give us an indication about what the appropriate remuneration would be for the CEO. And based on his feedback, we were happy with his feedback. And that was based on the salary package only. Then there was this issue around the bonus. Now, Tim was on the CEO was on a bonus of about 12% at 70% performance. We agreed to up that.
Who's we? Who's we? Who agreed?
The board.
Okay.
The board. The board agreed to up that number, but to demand 100% performance. So the board was quite clear that the actual amount that he would get would be much lower than that target amount. So that was the package. 950 is the incorrect number. Secondly,
No, I don't think it is. It's $500,000 in the bonus and $427,000 in the salary. Those are the increases. So that's 950. More or less.
But bonus is a performance thing.
So, okay, so Professor Brian, are you aware of the fact that Tito Mboweni is trying to cut public sector salaries?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you aware of the fact that we're in probably one of our deepest recessions? Because normally bonuses are paid. Yes, there's the actual entity where performance occurs, but it also the environment as well as the entire organization. In this case, the South African government, that performance is also taken into account.
So over the last 5 years, the performance at Westro has been nothing short of quite spectacular.
Does every other member of this team get this kind of bonus? Or just the CEO?
No, all the staff get a bonus. They don't get the same. They don't get the same.
They don't get this extent of bonus.
No, but they all get a bonus. But it's based on the performance of the individual and the company.
Okay, but Brian, I want to give you a chance to continue.
Down conversation now on Cape Talk.
Welcome back. Okay, we are in the middle of a conversation here. We are on our breakfast panel with Professor Brian Figaji, the former chairman of Westro and Secretary General of Good, Brett Herron. I do want to get Brett's views, but Brian, if we can just leave a bit of room so that Brett can respond, but please continue with the point that you were making before we took a break to the traffic.
I can't quite remember where I was, but
let me.
If you ask me in hindsight, it may have been better for us to adjust the CEO's salary annually in increments. We didn't do that for 5 years, and we did that in one block for the next 5 years. So
yeah.
that's the reality, and that is causing a lot of upheaval, I suspect.
I mean, there's the tastelessness of it, you know, there's the tone deafness of it, but then there's also the governance issue. I want to understand from you, talk to me why you stepped down as chairman. Why did you leave that board? Yeah.
So unlike Mr. Herron is saying, he's concerned about the MEC's oversight, I'm concerned about the MEC's overreach. When the board made this decision, the MEC asked us to reconsider this matter and raise the concerns that you're raising. I said, we're happy to take this back to the board. We took it back to the board, and the board confirmed their position, and there was some agreement. There was an unsolicited offer from the CEO, and there was the adjustment made, and we went back to the MEC, and we gave him the feedback.
Who gives him the power to come to you with the number that you can adjust with? Who gives the CEO the power to tell the board that I will adjust the salary as such?
We have at that point, we had a signed contract with the CEO. So he was an employee at a particular salary.
Mm.
You cannot then unilaterally adjust that.
Mm.
He came in
if Mr. Herron's assertions are correct, that there's a legal requirement that you skipped.
But, well, then somebody's going to tell me what the legal requirement is.
The MEC.
I can tell you, the MEC took a legal view about whether we acted procedurally correctly.
Okay, so
and he would have come back on that.
All right.
He came back three times to ask us to review this matter, and I thought that was now a level of interference that I couldn't tolerate.
So bearing in mind what I mentioned before the break around Tito Mboweni's assertions,
yes,
David Menya is the representative for that department right here in the province. So you understand the constraints that he's dealing with. We are trying to cut the public budget, particularly where public wages are concerned. Yeah, all right. Westgro has performed quite well, but also that happens in the Western Cape performs in spite of Westgro anyway as well. Maybe I should give Brett an opportunity to give some perspectives here.
I'll challenge the last statement, but nevertheless.
Rafiwa, may I just make some comments?
Yeah.
So I think, there's two things. There's the process that was followed and whether it was a legal and good governance process. And my reading of the Westgro Act is that the MEC must be consulted in terms of Section 10. And there are board members who are raising questions about how the salary was presented to them. So there are process questions. I think separate to the process questions is common sense and fiduciary duty questions. So the board members have an oversight role and a fiduciary duty to the Westgro entity to act in the best interests of that entity. And I don't think there can be a common sense or fiduciary basis for approving a salary increase that is almost R1 million or 43% of the salary, regardless of the circumstances, the benchmarking. That is an excessive increase standing on its own. And in this climate where the executive of our country, the president and his cabinet, are not taking salary increases, and the, as you say, the finance minister is asking for austerity, I think that this is a completely unjustifiable increase. Wesgro is not a trading entity. It is an entity to support economic development. So it relies entirely on state funding from the city of Cape Town and from the provincial government. And for the executive of that entity to receive a package increase that amounts to 43% is excessive under any circumstances.
Brian, I mean, I have to say, these are logical points that are being raised here. I mean, we're talking about pulling from a public purse that's empty and this huge increase that I don't even know if you'd increased it on an annual basis, we'd get to 43%.
I contest, first of all, the number and this 43% because you're counting a seriously variable item into that.
Brian. It's the cash, right? So this is what's leaving.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. There's a total cost of employment. So Wesgro has to provision for the basic salary plus the 20% performance bonus on the basis that the 20% is proportionally at risk. So in their financials, they have to provision for a total package for the CEO of R3.11 million. He may not get the full R3.11 million if he doesn't receive 100% performance, but the performance bonus is 20% of his basic salary proportionally. So if he gets 90% of the performance indicators achieved, then he gets 90% of that bonus. But the bottom line
allocated.
Is Wesgro must provide for it in its financials to the point of R3.1 million. That is the total cost of employment of Tim Harris to Wesgro.
It's not the total cost. It's the provision that needs to be made.
It's 8:30, so just final thoughts from you, please, Brian.
Okay. So I mean, in the last 5 years, with a stellar performance, the CEO's bonus was 75% of what the score was. 75%. So to arrive at that number is not appropriate. Secondly, you want to bring it back to the Western Cape. Secondly, there's a lot of focus on the Wesgro salary package, but there are other agencies in the Western Cape when we benchmarked the thing, we also looked at what those agencies' heads were earning. And it wasn't very different to what the Wesgro package is.
All right, thank you. Brett,
so
final
I don't know
thoughts
why
from you,
so
please.
Much focus on the Wesgro.
No. You're the chair of Wesgro. I mean, so Brett, why don't you give us your final thoughts, please?
Look, I think that the whole process, if the process was unlawful and irregular, then it needs to start again. And I think that the board needs to really consider for itself, apply a common sense approach to this. The salary increase is excessive in the current economic climate. The salary increase is excessive under any other circumstances. I don't think you can justify an increase in the total cost of employment at 43%. And I'm asking that the board reconsider, and I'm going to raise this with the MEC, who does have an oversight role in terms of the Wesgro Act and is required to be consulted.
Brett Herron is the Secretary General of Good, and Professor Brian Figaji is the recently stepped down chairman of Wesgro. What are your thoughts? This is your money. These are your taxes. What are your thoughts about this? Do you want to give a 43% increase during a pandemic?